speaking of Macbeth, he says, now does he feel his secret murders sticking on his hands? His murders. Secret murders. Trouble with his D's. And there's no several other D's in his text, and he's able to negotiate. Some Freudian slip across between mother and murder, possibly. He concludes Angus with, now does he feel his title hang loose about him, like a giant's robe upon a dwarfish thief? Possibly better said, now does he feel his title hang loose about him, like a giant's robe upon a dwarfish thief? You see, I mean, they've joined up ever so quickly, you know, and Paul at Langus, you know, to be slung in old uniform, and Paul at Langus, you obviously have one that's far too big for him. His barrack room here, you know. The last we see of Angus is quietly dressing up as a tree with the other hands. In Angus's case, presumably a bonsai. Anyway, what's significant here was that my essay, in fact, had a bigger impact on the production than it is. Because I thought in most productions it would be so. That Angus really just lurks around with the attendants, you know, he's an attendant for a few nights. So, like, he's at the bottom of the staircase. He never gets to go up the staircase, up the staircase. That's where they're hatching the plots. You see, and us at the bottom of the staircase, so we mustn't know what's going on, you know, wreck it all. And so, you know, so we have to have our own kind of quiet life, you know, but, you know, anyway, so we can. And, down there, anyway, Angus was the subject of most of these sort of, you know, bottom of the stairs conversations, you know, people going, ooh, is that smelly dwarf? Stuff like that. Anyway. Anyway, you know that bit where Angus comes up with rocks, and you know, we're bringing news to you know, Macbeth and everything, and we've got our swords now. We haven't had the swords for the dress rehearsal, they've been in delay, but they've now been red starred up, drake swords. And I suddenly was listening for the first time to what Macbeth's saying, and what Macbeth wants to know is how the war with Norway is going. And to be honest, it wasn't until that moment I realised that we were at war with Norway. Some kind of skirmish going on. I don't know, at war with Norway. Ha! And this had been a lot of interest in the dressing rooms around the green room. A bit of my, you know, my in-depth analysis of Angus. And people say, well, it is curious, isn't it, that the great man, you know, because look, there he is. Here he is in the dramatist's person eye, see? Angus. Nowhere in Scotland. But nowhere actually in the play. Does anyone say, you know, forsooth Angus, pretty Angus, oh Angus. Is Angus Angus? I mean, you mean, you know, our poor old audience wouldn't know there was an Angus in him. It's extraordinary, isn't it, that the great man would, you know, bother to give him a name. It's not funny, actually. The reason that he would do that is that Angus is a kind of comical name, you know? And Macbeth's a real grim old piece, you know? And you get somebody coming out with, you know, halfway silly name, and it starts idiots laughing, you know, and spoil it for the others who, you know, come talk with that. And that's why they mentioned Angus. And he's kind of a bit curious, isn't he? No, he's not curious, because it's probably the part that Shakespeare played. You knew this, did you? That Shakespeare, you know, you like Hitchcock, you like to talk. So we now know this about Shakespeare, it was a very small piece. So I'd made myself up as Shakespeare. And I'm like, sense of a couple of lines, I don't know what we're doing, but I'm trying to find out what I meant. How the war with Norway is going.